The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We often keep an eye on religious liberty cases going before the United States Supreme Court, but it is not often that we have a case in our own backyard. This case, Tree of Life versus Upper Arlington, impacts a lot of people in our listening area. And, of course, the United States Supreme Court just a few days ago made a major decision concerning this case. And to help us understand what is happening, Eric Stanley is with us. He is senior counsel and director of the Center for Christian Ministries at the Alliance Defending Freedom. He has been with the ADF since 2007. Eric, it is a privilege and an honor to have you on the program. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
It's my pleasure. Most of our listeners are at least somewhat familiar with this case, with Tree of Life right here in our own community. But could you quickly give us an overview of what the case is and was about?
Sure. So Tree of Life Christian Schools, at the time of filing the lawsuit back in 2011, was scattered with about four different campuses in the Columbus greater area and wanted to consolidate its campuses into one and found a building in the city of Upper Arlington, Ohio, that was a very large building. It was the former headquarters for America Online, but it wasn't being used commercially anymore. And so through a set of miraculous circumstances that God really worked out, Tree of Life was able to purchase the building and wanted to consolidate all of its campuses there. The city, however, refused to give Tree of Life zoning approval to move all of its campuses there, and instead said, you cannot be here because you do not provide enough tax revenue to the city. And so we filed a federal lawsuit arguing that that was really discriminatory because the city's zoning code would allow all kinds of nonprofit organizations to be in that building, even some who would provide less tax revenue to the city than Tree of Life would, but yet the city was saying to this Christian school, you can't be here. And that sets up an unequal treatment under the law, and it violates a federal law called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which Congress passed in 2000. And so we've been litigating the case ever since then, and just recently heard from the United States Supreme Court that unfortunately it's decided not to take the Tree of Life case and resolve what really is a conflict among the lower courts about how this law that Congress passed in 2000 ought to be applied.
We're talking with Eric Stanley with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Eric, now, I'm not an attorney, you are, but from looking at this case through the years and understanding what little I do understand, I thought this would be a slam dunk. This seems to be such a common sense decision when the city of Upper Arlington are allowing other organizations that, as you said, would provide less tax revenue, building permits and so forth. How surprised were you that the Supreme Court refused to hear this case?
Well, I was honestly very surprised because the litigation, as it unfolded throughout the years, resulted in Tree of Life, you know, winning its case on appeal a couple of times, and then it went back down to the lower courts where it lost, and then ultimately it went back up to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals where it lost in a 2-1 decision. And the dissenting judge really pointed out the problem with the case, which was that Tree of Life was being treated unequally. Other nonprofits, as you said, could go into that building and be just fine there under the zoning code, but Tree of Life was prohibited from doing so, and that's discriminatory. And this dissenting judge really called on the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case precisely because the courts, the federal courts across the country, are deeply divided over how this Religious Land Use Act should be applied. So Congress really passed a very simple law in 2000. It was a bipartisan law that was passed. It was signed into law by President Clinton. And it just said very simply, religious assemblies must be treated on equal terms with non-religious assemblies. So very simple. It doesn't give the city an out to say, well, we can treat you unequally if you don't provide us enough tax revenue. And that's what the Sixth Circuit said that the city was allowed to do. So it was a very unfortunate decision, one that I think is out of step with the law that Congress has passed and intended to be applied, and one that the courts are divided over. So, for example, if Tree of Life Christian Schools were located in Florida or Georgia, it wouldn't have any problem. It would have won its case under the precedent of those courts. But yet the Sixth Circuit said no, and that sets up this conflict. Eventually, the court will have to take this issue up because the courts are so divided and there are so many cases across the country where religious organizations and churches are being discriminated against in zoning laws.
So this very large building has been sitting vacant now for 8 years?
It's been sitting vacant. Tree of Life has been able to use it at some level to provide reduced cost nonprofit office use. So certain ministries have been allowed to locate their offices in this building, but on a very limited basis. So for 8 years, the city of Upper Arlington has had no tax revenue or very little tax revenue from this building.
Well, the obvious question is, what now? Is this done over finished for Tree of Life since the Supreme Court has refused to hear it?
Well, the federal case is unfortunately done. It's over. And there are no further recourse that Tree of Life has to fight this in the federal courts. You know, this is, though, an unjust and discriminatory situation that has happened. And we're exploring some other avenues and even maybe hoping that the Ohio legislature will step in and bring some sanity to the laws in Ohio and prevent cities from doing this, from looking at a church or a religious organization and saying, no, you don't provide enough tax revenue for us, and so we can keep you out of this area. That is inherently discriminatory because churches and nonprofit organizations are tax-exempt, and they shouldn't be discriminated against simply because of their religious status as being tax-exempt. So we're looking at other options. I know Tree of Life is looking at other options, but unfortunately, this issue for Tree of Life is not going to be resolved through the federal courts.
All right. Obviously, our listeners can't contact the Supreme Court. That's done over. That's finished. What can our listeners do to support Tree of Life? I mean, this is right here in our community. What can we do?
Well, the one obstacle that has been standing in the way of this entire thing is the Upper Arlington Board. And certainly if there are members of the city or residents of the city of Upper Arlington who want to contact the board and register their disagreement with what's happening, you know, the board could still do an about-face and let Tree of Life use its building as a Christian school. And so that's up to the citizens, I think, of Upper Arlington to contact their board members and demand that that happen. I also would just say stay tuned to see, you know, we're, as I said, we're exploring some maybe legislative options in the state of Ohio and elsewhere, you know, just to say, okay, maybe there's a legislation or a piece of legislation that could be passed. And at that point, I think we would want people to call and their representatives and say, okay, this is a situation that needs to be remedied because no church or Christian school should ever be discriminated against simply because they don't provide tax revenue to cities or counties. That's inherently discriminatory, and that needs to be fixed one way or the other.
Well, we have a fairly large number of legislators here in Ohio that actually listen to this program. So I'm hoping that some of them are listening today and will take note and possibly provide some legislative remedy. And, of course, we can pray. But we also have a lot of people who live in Upper Arlington who are regular listeners. And I'm going to encourage them to contact the city and express kindly, but express your outrage. And this is outrageous. It's unconscionable what they have done. And from a purely financial standpoint, they have clearly shot themselves in the foot, allowing this building to basically remain empty for 8 years. Well, Eric, thank you. And I am just very deeply in gratitude to the ADF. You folks do such wonderful things, not just with this case, but many other cases as well, and we are grateful that you're on our side.
Well, thanks, Bob. I really appreciate that, and it's been great to be with you today. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. We will have you on again. Eric Stanley, Senior Counsel and Director of the Center for Christian Ministries at the Alliance Defending Freedom. Eric, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't know why I just came across this story, but it really touched my heart. It's about Mother's Day, and of course that was this past Sunday, and again, to all of the mothers in our audience, I hope and pray that you had a wonderful day. I hope you were able to be with family. But this story, here's the headline. And again, I have no idea why I just found it today. Around the globe, many moms just want freedom. Subtitle: many moms around the globe are not able to celebrate Mother's Day, and there are sad reasons why. The story goes on to chronicle the horrible exploitation and slavery of women around the world. The story begins, it's supposed to be a special day to honor Mother's Day, but Daniel Panos, Vice President of Gospel for Asia, says that that's not always the case around the world. And then it goes into the sad, 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 but very real statistics about the number of women that are actually in slavery today and that were in slavery this past Sunday on Mother's Day. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of women this past Mother's Day found themselves as slaves. And it just broke my heart. And then I began thinking about the wonderful way that you folks have responded to our Christian Solidarity International campaign and the fact that because of your generosity, 36 slaves, most of them women, the majority of them women, 36 women are going to be set free. I don't know how long it takes. You have pledged the money just in the last few days, so it would be foolish to think that those people are already set free because of your gifts, but it will be soon. It will not be long. And 36 slaves will be liberated and set free. All of them have been in slavery since at least 2005, some of them much longer. Many of them born in slavery. They have never known anything else but being a slave to a cruel, radical, Sharia-based Muslim slave owner. All of them. Slaves to radical Sharia law slave owners who abuse sexually, mentally, physically abuse these, again, mostly women. But because of your generosity, over 36, right now it's 36.3. And so I read this story and it, you know, if you were listening on Monday, I mentioned that not all mothers here in America have a wonderful Mother's Day. Many mothers have lost a child. Many mothers are separated from their children for one reason or another. But these women, are slaves. But the good news, we can have a part in setting slaves free. And many, many, many of you already have. Our campaign is just about done, over, finished, but there is still time to give. Right now, we're at $9,090. I hesitate to say I'm sad, because how can I be sad when you folks have already given $9,000? I mean, seriously, how can I be sad when you've already given $9,000? But I was hoping we could go on to $10,000, and we didn't have any gifts at all on Monday. We didn't have any gifts at all yesterday. I'm praying that changes today, because we are $910 away from $10,000. And if we could have $10,000 pledged, we could set 40 slaves free. 40. Right now we're at 36, and I'm rejoicing. I am not complaining in any way, shape, or form. I am just rejoicing. I'm just saying we're very close to 40. And I want to give you the telephone number, and this, I don't know, this may be the only time I even mention it today. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. $910, and we will be at $10,000, and that means 40 real people, real slaves, actually in slavery. And we can set them free. 36 already. And again, please don't think I'm complaining. I am not. I am rejoicing. I'd just like to go a little further. Could you do $50 today if you have not already given? $250 will free a slave. $250 will free a slave. Could you do 50, 100? If you can do 250, that's one slave freed. Maybe you can do just a part of that. Let me give you the number again. I'm coming up on the bottom of the hour break. 888-253-3522. We're close. $910, and we could be at 40. But you know what? 37 would be better than 36. 888-253-3522. Or you can give at thewordcolumbus.com if you'd like to give online. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Why don't you call? 888-253-3522. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.